the general, who's already down there.
Right.
And on behalf of the meeting of consultation,
right,
to take certain actions. And these actions are generally the following to...
Well, that's about as far as I need to go,
right,
I think. In other words, the resolution that's now under discussion would appoint the Secretary General.
Would empower him, and this,
yeah,
is, you might say, an interim measure.
Yeah. But in effect, he would have pretty much the same powers that the commission that was down there had.
Well, no, not with respect to the Inter-American Force in any event.
I understand that. But
apart from that,
it's still a secretary.
OAS presence, in other words.
Yeah, the OAS presence would be in the Secretary General.
That's right.
And who's already down there?
That's right. He's been there since April 30.
Okay.
And a provision in there, language has not yet been worked out, but which would provide for some form of coordinating the OAS presence with the UN presence. And this,
well,
of course, is a delicate point, but it's being worked out so that it's quite clear that the OAS presence, or that he would keep the UN man informed or something like that.
I see. I think you've got me over my hurdle. I'm just reacting to an 8 o'clock news bulletin that was just plain misleading, because they were talking about a mediator.
Oh.
And it says, as the... this is fine and of real help.
All right.
And tell John Topping I called, will you?
Will.
And that you, I said you were very helpful.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.